episode 591. You're ready now.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How is your week blooming? Are you just having a fantastic week? You know what? I got to tell you, I'm getting a little anxious because my children have started school as of today, as of this recording. Yes, my two oldest are back in college. Oh my goodness, we went to go get their school books. And oh my goodness, and I just keep saying, but you're ready now. And I'm like, oh no, I'm not. We get these ebbs and flows. That's what life is full of. And it can be an awesome thing and it can be scary at times, but you're ready now. There are many days when I think, am I really ready to do this? What are you waiting for? A written invitation? You're ready now. You know that written invitation, maybe you're wanting to have everything perfect. I can remember when I was thinking about homeschooling for the very first time, we were also in the process of moving. How crazy. I was going to be moving totally from kind of the Midwest all the way to the South. We were moving to Texas. And I was like, I'm going to be homeschooling two children. I was pregnant with number four. I mean, like 7.5 months pregnant. I was very pregnant. And I knew nobody where we were going. I knew we would only be there for a year. And here I knew that ultimately I was getting the signal, you're ready now. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not. But somehow we tend to stray away from what we really need to be doing. The thing is, you could be waiting on a long, long time if you think you need to be ready on your terms. We want everything on our terms. Why? Because it brings us comfort. Why do we want to eat that half a gallon of ice cream when we feel like crap? Why? Because, well, we get that sugar rush and we kind of feel good for 30 minutes or so. And then all of a sudden we crash, right? But we don't remember about the crash. We just remember the initial, oh, this tastes so good. It's so smooth and creamy and ice cold. And all my worries melt away. Little do we know, though, it really doesn't melt away. It just adds on in other areas. You see, you're ready now. You don't need that written invitation. Not everything needs to be perfect. Not everything needs to be in its place, like finances. Are you really going to have enough time to do exactly what you want to do, like starting a business, going back to school and finishing your degree? Maybe you want to move from the corporate world to the stay-at-home world or vice versa. Maybe you're just trying to start out by writing a blog. And you're like, oh my gosh, but I have to have the website and everything has to be perfect and I want it to look a certain way. How long is that going to take? And is it worth really waiting that long? If we were to wait for everything to be perfect, would what you want ever come true while you're here on earth? I don't know. So let's turn the tables. What's really holding you back? Maybe it's fear. Fear of success or fear of failure. Either one, it's fear. Maybe it's fear of the unknown. There are so many fear factors. I mean, we could stay here all day and just chat about fear, but the thing is, you're ready now. Some of the things that we need to overcome in the midst of the storm. That's where greatness is created. When we take risks, when we don't have a guarantee. Because in our life, we're looking for the guarantee, aren't we? Because that brings the comfort. That comfort isn't something that we always have. That written invitation. You're ready now. Maybe something that's holding you back is finances. Oh, I just need to make sure we're debt-free so that I can invest. Obviously, you need to do what's right within your budget. But in all reality, we're always going to need money. Money is always going to be an issue, whether we win the Powerball or whether we don't. Whether we're living paycheck to paycheck or whether we have all the money we could ever need in life. You will find a way when it comes to finances if that's ultimately what you need to be doing. Obviously, you need to be responsible in that area. I'm not sitting here condoning that you need to go out and fork out and get a credit card and spend tens of thousands of dollars to put yourself in debt. No, that's not what I'm saying. You need to be responsible. But I also know that with the financial area, we use it as an excuse. I just don't have this. Well, there's always going to be, I don't have this. Whatever it is, there's always going to be that. The subject just may change a little bit. What might be holding you back is a season or the timing of it. You know, my kids are still young, and right now I just want to spend time with them. And when they get older, I'll have my time. Well, you may have your time, but it's dictated to you still a little bit differently. Because as your kids get older, guess what? They still need you. And in actuality, they need you more because they're doing more. They get more involved. And they become their own little person that can make decisions and go out and do things. And then you want to be there to support them and love them and encourage them and cheer them on. What's holding you back? Maybe you're trying to wait for those certain skills. Oh, wait, I've got to wait till I take this class. I got to know exactly how to do Facebook ads. If I don't have that down pat, then there's no way I can move forward. Because if I want to monetize my blog, I got to know this. Oh, wait, but then, I don't know, I need to go to this school and it cost me $2,000. I need to invest in myself. I am all for investing in yourself. I do it every single year. I tell you over and over again, I have coaches. I do. I have two coaches currently right now. And that's specifically to my business practice. I have another coach for my personal side. I do invest. We want to wait for those certain skills to appear. But when one appears, another one what? Shows up. We got one down, then another one comes along, and we get another one. Sometimes we call that chasing our shiny objects. We still want everything to be perfect. Come on, you're sitting here talking to a perfectionist. You're ready now. All of this ends up to being excuses. No matter what it is that you want to pursue, your passion, your purpose, your presence. Maybe you want to lose weight. You want to be a fitness coach. And you're sitting here saying, I want to be a fitness coach, but you know what? I can't do it right now because I'm still 30 pounds overweight. Well, that's right. Maybe you want to be 30 pounds less, but can you still coach and help somebody where you are? Only you can answer that question. You're ready now, though. Living life is taking risks, and you are worthy of each and every risk that you take. You're ready now. What would happen? Think about it. What would happen if you waited for everything to line up perfectly? You know, all the stars aligned, that perfect full blue moon. What would that look like to you? And would it happen in this lifetime? Life happens. Things are going to come up. Someone's going to get sick in the family. Someone's going to get married. There's going to be a birth in the family. There's also going to be a death. You see, life happens. And as much as we want to have everything perfect, you're ready now. Some of the greatest people were refined while taking chances and risks in their trials and their tribulations. Dr. Martin Luther King, I have a dream speech. Do you know that famous I Have a Dream speech did not start out as a wonderful speech? The audience and or congregation or listeners, whoever you want to call them, those who were listening to Dr. Martin Luther King on that day of I Have a Dream, they were getting restless. Noise was coming from the crowds. Things were being said. He had notes in front of him, but what did he do? He closed the book. And he spoke from the heart. I have a dream. You're ready now. Allow yourself to be refined while you're going through and taking risks. Don't allow yourself to be held back by fear or the unknown. Don't drop and lower yourself to, I can only do this if I have these particulars in order. You are worth so much more. You were created on purpose for a purpose. You are ready now. God has given every single thing to you that you need. Maybe you need to develop some of those talents, but some of those talents won't be discovered till you get into action. Take aim today. Action ignites motivation. Take the next step to bring you that much closer to your goal. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You are so worth every effort. Don't give up on that dream. Take a chance on who you are and the person that God created within you. You're ready now. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.